Welcome to Coastal Connection. I'm Brian Russo. Coming up on today's show, we'll look at the political fortunes of Salisbury Mayor Jim Ireton and ask him to address rumors about his potential role in Maryland's upcoming gubernatorial election.
I am an unabashed fan of all three of these people running for governor, and every one of them has some excellent qualities. What I've done since that, and I guess it was nice to get the attention, but I thought that I should use it in a productive manner.
Plus, we'll delve into the mysterious deaths of dolphins up and down the East Coast and ask what those deaths may say about the health of our local waters.
It looks like it might be this morbillivirus, but they're nowhere close to having a sound scientific explanation for this.
But first, we'll talk with a man whose summer at the beach has been anything but a vacation. Ocean City Mayor Rick Meehan has seen one bad headline after another this summer, from a series of high-profile violent crimes to a controversial city council debate about who should be welcome on the boardwalk and what they should be wearing. But Meehan is firing back at his political opponents, who have criticized him for what they say is a lack of leadership. He says he's not looking to just make headlines. When I caught up with him earlier this week, he laid out plans for a renewed focus on public safety in Ocean City. We started our conversation by looking back at the early summer, which started out slowly for local businesses.
The summer started off, to begin with, we didn't have very good weather. And that always, that can hurt business, particularly in the early season, because we're really weather-driven in those early months, particularly April, May, and June. And last year, all the stars aligned perfectly, and we had a fabulous summer. So we didn't quite start off that same way, because we experienced the same weather many of your listeners had back where they live. I mean, it just wasn't a nice spring. And then as we moved into June and we started to build the crowds, we experienced some incidents that weren't typical of incidents that happened in Ocean City. And they were isolated instances. They were the exception, not the rule. But Ocean City becomes the second largest city in the state of Maryland population-wise during the summer season. And when that happens, it becomes news when something happens in Ocean City. And even though our crime statistics for the month of June show that crime was actually down in Ocean City, we had some of those more high-profile type of incidents. And again, they weren't from people that live in Ocean City. Unfortunately, some of the wrong people came here, and we had some issues. Again, the exception, not the rule. The town is very cognizant of what occurred. Those are not the type of individuals or the type of things we want to see happen in a resort. And we're certainly moving forward going to take measures to deter them in the future. Perception, however, can become reality in some cases. And we did get a lot of publicity about that, and I think it concerned many of our visitors. But what I can tell you is since that time, almost 2 million people have probably visited Ocean City. And when I go out on the boardwalk or the beach or just around town, and, you know, I get out quite a bit. I enjoy being out in the public and, enjoying Ocean City. I see a lot of people having a great time.
Yeah.
And I see a lot of families that are here, and, you know, they're enjoying the Ocean City that they know.
You talk about those people that maybe shouldn't have come to town. There was a very large debate in a public forum between council members, yourself, and specifically Councilman Brent Ashley, who was kind of on this very public campaign to restore what he calls decency on the boardwalk. And it was kind of a thinly veiled discussion about fashion and, unfortunately, race. What sort of impact do you think that that had on the perception of how things were going in Ocean City when so much of that sagging pants debate was grabbing headlines?
Well, I think it was to grab headlines. And unfortunately, you know, it did create some negative publicity for Ocean City. And it was unfortunate because, again, exception, not the rule. And, Brian, you know as well as I do that we live in a much more diverse world today than ever before. And we're very fortunate that people choose to come to Ocean City. And we want to welcome those that choose to come here for the right reasons. If you choose to come to Ocean City for the wrong reasons, then we're going to take the necessary action to make sure that you don't disrupt the vacation of others. And unfortunately, we did experience a little bit of that from a few individuals. And I think that it became a bigger issue than it needed to be. And it's real easy to grab a headline and stand up and make outrageous statements. I think what's more important is to realize what potential problems can be, figure out how you can fix them, and come up with plans for the future and long-range plans to make sure that they don't happen. And the people that you're not looking to come to Ocean City, you do your very best to discourage from coming here in the first place.
I think on many accounts, you talk to people throughout town, they believe that on some level, Ocean City's brand and its image has been tarnished a little bit this summer. What's the plan for this fall to perhaps repair the town's bruised image? I heard this week that you came out and basically said something that has been whispered about for the past few months is that surveillance cameras were going to be utilized on the boardwalk, I guess, to a higher capacity than what was originally planned. Talk about that.
Well, I think so. And again, you know, I think most people, once they get here and they look around, they go, what was all of the debate about? Because once we got through that one period of time, I think we all know you can go up and enjoy the beach and a boardwalk, and there are no major issues. Are we going to have some issues? Are we going to have some disorderly people? Are we going to have some issues? Yes, we're a pretty large area right now. But violent crimes or crimes of that nature, they're mostly non-existent here in Ocean City, and that's maintained its status throughout this summer season as well. But looking forward, what we realized was we have done a great job in the past with gaining intelligence about who's coming to Ocean City when we have major events. And we always concentrated, I think, in those areas. I think what we learned is that we always have to anticipate that we could have problems. And what we have to do is be more vigilant with our intelligence gathering. And by intelligence, I mean that means, you know, checking with other jurisdictions, seeing if they see any problems or they've heard of anybody that's coming here for the wrong reasons. I mean, there's a network that you can utilize. And, of course, we've just hired a new police chief, Ross Bizarro, who is from Baltimore City, who's is a tremendous individual who's going to do a great job for Ocean City. And I think he brings with him, some of the knowledge we need. We have a great police department. He was the missing piece. And I think he's going to help us in the direction we need to go and addressing some of these issues. So what we're going to do is we're going to really professionalize how we do intelligence. We're going to do more training in that area. And then what we're going to do is implement some of the things that technology provides us today that are existent in other areas, and we're going to make it known that they exist here in Ocean City and make it known that we're going to be watching what's going on, only those that are looking to do the wrong things. And we want people to know that if they come here for the wrong reasons, we're going to know about it. We're going to know in advance. We're going to look into placing cameras on our boardwalk, high-definition cameras that can be used for recognition if possible or if needed be. We already have license plate readers in some of our patrol cars. One part of the plan is going to be to probably place those in different areas throughout town, particularly the entrances, so we know who's coming to town and there's a red flag if there's somebody that everybody else is looking for as well. You know, technology is there, and the bad guys use technology against us, and we need to make sure they know we're prepared to protect our town as it should be in 2013. We're also going to look to an even increased presence from our allied agencies, from the Worcester County Sheriff's Department, State Police, not only in patrolling Ocean City, which they do, but try to increase their presence on our boardwalk as well, so that if somebody comes here for the wrong reason and they look around and they see, wait a minute, it's not just Ocean City Police Department, I see the State Police here as well, they're going to know. We're going to work with other jurisdictions, and if we think they have problems or know somebody's coming here, we're going to have them come here as well. You know, Ocean City doesn't tolerate behavior that's going to be detrimental to our community, and we're not going to do that in the future.
Do you foresee big changes in the town's advertising strategy, whether it be certain markets or just even, you know, starting with the figurehead riding the lifeguard? Do you think that this year there will be some changes in how we our marketing ourselves?
Well, you know, every year we reevaluate that, and we meet extensively with the business community and our tourism commission and our advertising agency. And, you know, there may be some changes, but I don't think that's the issue. Mm-hmm. I think it's a good message. Our message is a family message. Our message is come enjoy the beach, the boardwalk, and all we have to offer. And if that's picked up by some of the wrong people and they come here for the wrong reasons, then we're going to be prepared to address it.
You've taken some criticism in recent weeks, both by politicians and people in the community, for a lack of leadership. You've been doing this for a long time. You've seen Ocean City through some very good times and then some stressful times as well. What do you say and how do you respond to that sort of criticism?
Well, I think you've only heard that from a few, and it's more politically, I think, generated than anything else, in particular from Councilman Ashley. And, you know, that's okay. I don't have that ready, shoot, aim approach. And maybe that gets you headlines, and maybe that'll get your picture in the paper, but does that really solve the problem? I don't think so. And that's never the way I've approached things, and I don't think that's the way the public wants things approached. I think they want to have somebody that's going to analyze what the problems are and do the necessary research and take the time to come up with a plan that's going to work, not just get headlines, but it's going to work. And the only headlines I'm looking for are, as we move forward, people come and enjoy Ocean City, and we get the accolades about how much their family enjoys Ocean City, and we know it because they return. I get a lot of emails. You know, the people email the mayor, and sometimes they're very concerned. Lots of times it's just about what they've heard second and third hand. Mm-hmm. And I respond to all of them. And usually when I respond, and it's probably 80-90% of the time, I get the email back, thank you, Mayor, we understand, we love Ocean City, of course we'll be back. Mm-hmm. Are they concerned that we make sure we maintain the vigilance that we do today to keep Ocean City the resort that it is? Sure. And we're dedicated and committed to doing that. And anybody that doubts that is sadly mistaken.
We've been speaking with Mayor Rick Meehan. Rick, always nice to talk to you. Thanks so much.
Absolutely. Good to talk to you, Brian.
We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Coastal Connection here on 88.3 in Ocean City, Maryland. I'm Brian Russo.